Welcome, everybody. Please stand and join us to say the prayer that is in your programs. Christ is risen. Radiant God, on this Easter Sunday, help us to feel your presence deep in our souls. God of resurrection, you left the tomb empty and filled the world with hope. You delight in the beauty of your creation. You sing for joy over us. Living God, your boundless love brings everything to life. Awaken our hearts. Let your love flow through us into all the world. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing our first song, Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
My name's Matthew, I'm the lead pastor here. Why don't you take a seat, and while you're sitting down, just say hi to the person next to you. We haven't done that for a couple of years, right? This is the biggest gathering we've had for 2 years, more than 2 years now, in person. It's so good to see everybody here. Thank you for coming. Great to have everybody on Zoom as well. We miss you. Hope we can see you in person again soon. Please feel very welcome. Actually, I should look at the camera, not at the computer. Please feel very welcome in our Easter service today. So it's Easter, we're celebrating resurrection, we're celebrating new life. Did anybody get any chocolate this morning or eggs? Anybody? Yeah. Why do we, I mean, what's the significance of eggs? What's the big deal about eggs? Anybody, why do we eat eggs at Easter or Christmas? Anybody? Do you want to shout out? Yes. I couldn't really hear. It's a bit too windy. Sorry. We're celebrating new life, aren't we? Eggs represent new life because birds lay eggs, reptiles lay eggs, amphibians lay eggs, and they hatch out at this time of year very often. In fact, we have just above the musician's head there is a little house finch nest. They were building that the other day, and there may be some eggs in there at the moment. I don't know. In a few weeks' time, if we are outside, I didn't even remember last year, they were flying in over our heads and feeding their chicks in that little nest there. I had some really good news this morning. We have a pair of meadow larks that nest in our back meadow. They go down to South America for the winter, and they come back every spring. Except this time we've got 8 acres of solar panels there, right? And I've been watching and hoping that they would still come back and nest. And this morning I saw them, and they're nesting on that field out there, right? So that's really good news. We've gone to a lot of effort to make sure that we preserve the meadows back there, even with those solar panels. So anyway, this is the time of year where birds are migrating and coming back. They're building nests, eggs are hatching out. It's a sign of new life. It's like our whole planet is waking up. You can take a walk in our woods, you'll see all these beautiful wildflowers that are coming up. Some of them come up quickly, some of them will come up in a few weeks' time. But it's like our planet, the northern part of our planet anyway, is waking up. And so for tens of thousands of years, human beings have been celebrating this time of year through all kinds of different festivals. And Christians hundreds of years ago thought this would be a fantastic time to celebrate an incredible story, a story about Jesus coming back from the dead. And it's Jesus was always talking about waking up. He taught us and told us, wake up to a new reality. And that reality is that love is the greatest force in the universe, and that it's possible to love people even when they don't love us back. And it's possible to love people in really difficult situations, and that will bring about transformation. That will bring about new life. And Jesus believed that so much and lived it out so powerfully that that's the love that brought Jesus back from the dead. And that's what we're celebrating today. So we're going to kind of explore that story a little bit over the next few minutes. And so what I want to do is invite all the kids to come up. We're going to do a little Easter egg hunt, and Brian is going to supervise that. So you see where Brian is there. We have some Easter eggs hidden on the grass between the farmhouse and the barn, and also in front of the farmhouse around the back there. Okay, so now it's going to be in the spirit of celebrating love over selfishness. It's just one egg each, okay? So don't hoard them. There's plenty for everybody. And we're going to let the kids do that while we sing a couple of songs together. So let's hand back over to musicians to sing.
Well, not everybody will get an egg, but we have 12 eggs hidden around here. And what I want you to do, if you find one, just take one.
Sorry.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the womb. Sweet the rain dew falls, descended from heaven, like the first dew falls on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness, where is the mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, eaten softly, praised with elation, praised every morning. God's recreation of a new day. Morning has broken like the first spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the
okay, everybody, I think it's Easter, right? So let's all stand and let's just sing our hearts out, because some things are worth celebrating. So let's all join together. It's great that we're all one community here like this for the first time for a very long time. So let's celebrate.
Heaven's voice brings the dawn, out of chaos is born, new creation exploding with wonder. Planets spin into space, earth and sky find their place, all of nature awakes to its maker. You say, everything you've made is good. The sun, the moon, the stars that shine above. You say, everything you've made is good. The land, the seas, and all that lives and breathes. We sing praise to the Maker, our King, our Creator. Praise to Almighty God. All creation together singing one hallelujah. Praise to Almighty us. given life by the breath you are breathing. Called to work and to care, called to nurture and share, called to serve you and walk where you're leading. You say everything you made is good. The sun, the moon, the stars that shine above. You say everything you made is good. The land, the seas, and all that lives and breathes.
We sing praise to the Maker, our King, our Creator. Praise to Almighty God. All creation together singing one hallelujah. Praise to Almighty God.
We sing praise.
We sing praise to the Maker, to our
everyone. We had have a seat, please. Have a seat. We had a great and energetic egg hunt, as you can tell. And he didn't find an egg, nor did about 76 of these kids. But they will all go home with a consolation prize before the end of the day today. Yes, you can. All right. So, and there were some wandering to try to find chicken eggs too, I think, but we've saved the chickens and the eggs, but we have 12 eggs here. They're gonna help us tell the story of Easter. And so we are somewhat lined up in order, I think. So number one, kind of get in order. All right, so number one, can you tell us what's inside your egg number one?
A mule.
A mule or a donkey, which reminds me of Palm Sunday, right? When Jesus came in on a donkey like a king into Jerusalem. So that's part of our story, kind of the first part of our story. Who's got number two? All right.
I have money.
Cool, money. Silver coins you have in there, right? And that kind of makes me think of one of Jesus' friends who betrayed him for coins. That's very much a sad part of the Easter story. Who's got number three? Careful.
A wine glass.
A wine glass, cool. Which, what do you think? Maybe the Last Supper that Jesus had with his friends during that last week? All right, that's in there, an egg. Well, who's got number four?
Inside my egg is a hand without a palm.
Okay. So technically those are two hands praying. It does look like one hand, but yeah, that's the idea. And it kind of helps us think of Jesus praying with one or two hands in the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Well, okay, it works. Who's got number five?
I want to say.
Okay, so this is a piece of leather. And that's a bit like Jesus was arrested and even whipped because they wanted to punish Jesus for some reason. All right. Now, who's got number six? Okay. It's either a really large engagement ring or a crown of thorns. Okay. So, Jesus They put a crown of thorns on him to make fun of him, right? Because, oh, that's a king. He doesn't look like a king. Number seven. Where's who's got number seven? Thank you. Oh, Langston. Okay. Excuse me. Can you open that up?
I don't know.
That's a wooden cross, huh? So on Good Friday, we remembered about how Jesus died on that cross, right? And that's one of the saddest parts of the Easter story. But it's not the end of the Easter story. So who has number eight? Die. That's really interesting. But there's a part of the story where the soldiers at the cross threw dice in order to say who would get to take home Jesus' clothes, right? Number nine. Who's got number nine?
I have a spear.
Yeah. So they wanted to make sure Jesus was really dead on the cross. So they used that. Again, not a happy part. Number 10.
It's like a pelt or a cloth.
Yeah, a cloth. A white cloth. They wrapped up Jesus' body in a cloth after he had died. And then
an egg-shaped rock.
Yes. And a stone that they rolled in front of that cave or that tomb when they finally buried Jesus. And that was number 11. So we only have one left. Who has number 12? Number 12. Egg number 12. This would be a bit anticlimactic, but egg number 12. Oh, number 12. All right, here we go. All right, he's shaking it. There's nothing I can hear. Can you open it? There's nothing in. Wow, it's empty. Why would we have an empty egg? Did somebody mess up? He escaped the grave because Jesus came back to life and he wasn't in the grave when they found him. And that's why we celebrate Easter Sunday, right? The tomb is empty. And that is our story of Easter. So everybody who got an egg and everybody who didn't get an egg, great job. Thank you for helping us tell the Easter story. If you have an Easter egg, and then you can go find where you were sitting. Thanks, guys.
And feel free to stand if you'd like.
Draw near the tomb, the earth begins to wake, shadows pierced by dawn's first light. Angels descend, the ground begins to shake. Why do you seek the crucified? He is not here. He is risen from the dead. Come see, the stone is rolled away. He is alive. He is risen like he said. Go tell the world it's resurrection day. Watch as they go in wonder and in fear, and hurry from the empty grave. Tears turn to joy as Christ himself appears. The world will never Jesus is here. He is risen from the dead and worthy of eternal praise. He is alive. He is risen like he said. Now every day is resurrection day. Fall at his feet, pour out your love and praise, and see the world through brand new eyes. Hear Jesus say, no need to be afraid, as resurrection people rise. He is not here, he is risen from the dead. Come see, the stone is rolled away. He is alive, he is risen like they said. Well, tell the world it's resurrection day. He is risen from the dead and worthy of eternal praise. He is alive. He is risen like he said. Now every day is resurrection day. Now every day is resurrection day.
Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter said he was going out to fish.
Fellas, I'm going fishing.
I'll go with you.
So they went out and got into the boat, and they were out all night, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
Friends, have you no fish?
No.
Cast your nets on the right side of the boat, and you shall have some.
The right side of the boat? What difference would that
make? I don't know. Let's just do it.
And when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish.
That's Jesus.
As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards.
100 yards? We're good here.
And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread.
Bring some of the fish you just caught.
So Simon Peter dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn.
153? Did you count them?
Never mind.
Come, have breakfast.
None of the disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after being raised from the dead.
story from the last chapter of John's Gospel would be a great way to introduce communion this morning. So we're going to have that together now. I think that story is just a beautiful depiction of Jesus, the risen Jesus, still a very human being, a very kind, loving, forgiving person who just wants to have breakfast with his friends. And an interesting little connection there is we have this fire at the front, which was really just meant to be a prop, but it's actually something this morning that I want to stand very close to because it's so chilly, right? It's really nice up here right now. But the fire is significant because the word used for the fire, the burning coals, is only used one other time in the Bible. And it's previously in the Gospel of John, where there's a coal fire burning in the courtyard where Jesus is being cross-examined. And Peter is stood warming himself by that fire around the time when he denies Jesus. So it's like a reminder of that story and a reminder of how much love Jesus has, how forgiving Jesus is, because he rather than blaming Peter, rather than pushing Peter away, he just wants to have breakfast with him. And no matter who we are this morning, no matter what we've done, where we've been, where we've come from, what we think about ourselves, what other people think about us, the reality is that God loves us. And in some mysterious way, we're going to have breakfast with Jesus this morning because Jesus wants to have breakfast with us because Jesus thinks we're great. And that's a miracle, isn't it, really, that somebody so good, so loving, so pure would actually want to be on our side. So that's what we're celebrating this morning when we take communion. We have a couple of stations. You'll see where these white water containers are on the table there and the table there. And and that's going to double up as wine this morning. We also have some communion, some fruit juice, if you want to take a little cup and go the normal route that we how we traditionally do communion here. And for the bread, we have some little fish crackers, right? Just to remind us of that story. There are also some gluten-free options, but they're not shaped like fish. So, you know, you can't have it all, right? You can't. In a moment, I'm going to pray, and then we'll just take communion in the way that feels comfortable for us. You may want to take it around that station, or you can just take it back to your seat and share it together. Obviously, we want to be respectful of everybody's space. So let's be respectful, but do it in a way that feels meaningful for you. And as we eat and drink, let's also remember that fishing is a metaphor, or it's used by Jesus as a metaphor for sharing God's love, because Jesus sent his followers out as fishers of people. In other words, not catching fish anymore, but catching people in a positive sense of influencing people with love and calling them into the same new reality that we're all waking up to. So when we eat, we're not just eating because we're accepted. We're saying we want to be agents of love and peace and hope in the world too. We want to continue doing that work of fishing, if you like. And that's an important part of what we're celebrating at Easter too, that we're part of this movement. We're part of this flow of God's love in the universe. And that's a really, really special thing. So I'm going to pray, and then let's take communion together. Lord, we're really grateful that you love us, that you know us intimately and completely, and you want to know us intimately and completely. And there's nothing about us that puts you off. You totally accept us. And we know we're not perfect. We know that. There's not a perfect one of us here. And yet we are safe because you love us. And your love overcomes everything. So let that love transform us to be the people that you dream we can be. People who live in this world and share your love in a way that brings hope and healing. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Please come forward.
Voice of mercy, breath of God, life from life.
rise above, beautiful redemption song. Melodies like morning rise, darkness leaning toward the dawn, into a dark oh, sings the light. Restored and death undone, beautiful redemption song. Weeping will not last the night, nor will sadness be. Joy was born of sacrifice, beautiful redemption song. Hallelujah, love is come. Hallelujah, God with us. Hope restored. Of mercy, breath of God, life from life sustaining us, earth below and skies above, beautiful redemption song. Restored and death undone, beautiful redemption song. Weeping will not last the night, nor will sadness be.
are saved and captives free. Oh, beautiful redemption song. Hallelujah.
About how Jesus met with some of his friends on the beach and had breakfast with them. Obviously, that wasn't the only time Jesus met with his friends after he'd risen from the dead. He met with them a bunch of times. He met with some as they were walking down the road. He met with some as they were in a house. He met with them at other times in a garden, of course. That was the first time. So Jesus met with his friends a whole bunch of times for several weeks. This went on. And in one of those times, Jesus said this. We read about in Matthew 28, and you can find it in your programs if you want to follow along. We read, Jesus's 11 disciples went to a mountain in Galilee where Jesus had told them to meet him. They saw him and worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came to them and said, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always, even till the end of the world. When Jesus was resurrected, he showed us that life is stronger than death, and love is stronger than hate. Light casts out darkness. And this was wonderful, exciting, hopeful news. It was news that was too good to be kept to ourselves. It was news that needed to be shared with the whole world. Jesus met with some of his followers, and they were people just like us, very ordinary people. It says that they believed, but they also doubted. Doesn't that describe us? There were people who knew they didn't have all the answers to everything, but they knew somehow Jesus had changed the world forever, and that was news that needed to be shared. And Jesus told those followers to go and to tell everyone everything he taught them about how God loves them unconditionally, about how we don't need to be afraid anymore because God is love, and that love is so much stronger than anything we can feel, anything we can fear, because we're special because God knows each one of us and loves us dearly. These are things that we should be telling everyone because this is good news. Many of us have gone through the series of Lent where we've been looking at stones and the meaning and some of the metaphors around stones and rocks in scripture. Some of us wrote words on stones on Friday for Good Friday about ways that we felt that we had betrayed love, very sad words. And those stones have actually all been washed. Those words have actually literally been washed away now. And this morning, we're going to do something else with stones, something to express the joy and the hope that we have through Easter. And so we have some beautiful stones here, very pretty colors. And I'm going to invite you all to come over and to grab a stone. And we have marker pens. And what we're going to do is we're going to write words. Write a word like hope or joy or maybe a phrase, Jesus loves you, Jesus is risen, love wins, whatever you want to write. Or if you're a younger person and or you're just feeling very creative, you can maybe draw something, a flower or a heart or a smiley face, you get the idea, something that's hopeful. And when we've done that, we're going to put them all back under the cross. And after our last song, I'm going to invite you to come and to take someone else's stone. Stone that maybe you want to take home or maybe give to a friend who maybe is not here. Words of encouragement and hope that we get from the story of Easter. So we're going to take about 5 minutes to do that, and then we're going to gather again to sing a song. Okay, so please come and grab a stone and a pen and write something that's hopeful for Easter. Thank you.
Please stand and join us for our closing song.
Though the tears may fall, my song will rise.
My song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise. My song will rise to you. While there's breath in my lungs, I will praise you, Lord. In the dead of night, I'll lift my eyes. I'll lift my eyes to you. Though the waters rise, I'll lift my eyes, I'll lift my eyes to you. While there's hope in this heart, I will praise you, Lord.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The darkness of dance, shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When I cannot see you with my eyes, let faith arise to you. When I cannot feel your hand in mine, let faith arise to you. God of mercy and love, I will praise you, Lord. How you shine with glory, Lord of light, I feel alive in you. In your presence now I come alive, I am alive with you. There is strength when I say, I will praise you, Lord. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness of death, shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness of death, in the shadows of sin, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When sorrow comes my way, you are the shield around me.
Always you remain my courage in the fight. I hear you call my name, Jesus, I am coming. Walking on the waves, reaching for your light.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness I'll dance, in the shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness I'll dance, in the shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
One more time.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the darkness I'll dance, in the shadows I'll sing. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thanks so much for coming out this morning. It's chilly, but it's a happy morning. It's a wonderful morning, so happy Easter to everyone. Thank you for coming. Before you go, please come and collect a rock, somebody else's rock, to share that encouragement, that Easter encouragement. Take it home or give it to a friend. Also, please go to our tent. We have wonderful cupcakes, really beautiful. Thank you to everyone who made those. They're really special. Cupcakes and lemonade, and I think there's still some coffee left too. And please come back next week. Next week is our Earth Day celebration. We'll be outdoors again. We're doing some service projects. We'll be celebrating the fact that our solar farm is up and running. So please do come back next week at 10 o'clock. Let's say the benediction together before we go that you can find on your programs. Let us celebrate and shout for joy. Christ is risen. He sends us out into this broken world to bring the good news of hope and healing. We go in peace, knowing he is with us always. Amen. Happy Easter, everyone.